Rosh says, V'yema, let's say, afagav deleke moisa dinur. Why don't we say, even the case, let's say, if these sons are going to yashin their mother's ksuba, there's not going to be any money left over for the other sons to yashin. That's called hecha deleke moisa dinur. There's not going to be an extra dinner left over. But let's say the father left over a certain amount of money. And all the money, all the property left over is only enough to pay for the nedunya, the present that he received from his wife, that he has to give to these two sons. In such a case, we say these two sons don't get the Yerusha. All the sons then get it equally. For the Gemara, why? Eima afagav deleka moisadina. So Gemara says, b'mokom dekomekro nachlo diyeraisa letkinu rabbonin. In such a case, you're going to tell me now, even though the father had sons from another wife, that midiraisa, all the sons yashin equally. You're going to tell me in this case now, since there's only enough money left over to give the two sons from his last wife, so the other sons won't get anything, that's mamash kodi being oiki, taking away the Yerusha, the way it's supposed to be midiraisa. And that's what Rabbanan didn't want to go. Havad Rabbanan only made this if there's enough money there for everybody to yashin something. The question, they're going to get more than the other ones, that's okay. But if there's only enough money to pay for this extra ksuba, and then the other sons won't get anything, that must Rabbanan did not want to do. Halimar says, Rav Papa Iyasek Le'lebrei. Rav Papa was marrying off his son, Be'Abba Surya, by his future Nechatonim, was Abba Surya. Is also L'michtav L'Oksubasa. So Rav Papa went to write the ksuba, for that his son was writing for his daughter, for his wife. Is Shoma Yehuda Bamrema? Shoma Yehuda Bamrema heard about this. Is Nofak Osi came out? Is Chazila? He saw him. He saw Rav Papa. Kimot Lepischa, when he met him by his door, have you come ifti minei? Yehuda wanted to go away. Like Yehuda only came out to give Shalom Aleichem to Rav Papa, and then he wanted to go away. Is Omalei? So Rav Papa told him, Neil Marbadei, no, come inside with me. In other words, we're going to write the ksuba now. I want to make sure that my son gets a nice big present from his shver, that Abba Surya is going to be there. So like a papa is telling Yehuda, you come inside with me. Like as if to say, if there are more people there, most probably the more bigger present I'll give my son. So kids, so you come in with me to make sure that this Abba Surya gives a nice big present to his daughter. Is Chazya Deloyhevi Nichalei. So Rav Papa saw that Yehuda didn't want to come inside, like he knew what was going on already, that because to me he's going to make him give a bigger ksuba, he didn't want that. Trashi Chazir Rav Papa Donichle Lehuda Lameyel. He saw Yehuda did not want to come in to be involved with this ksuba. Is Omelet, Rav Papa said to him, my daitcha, what's bothering you? What's on your mind? Mishum diyom alei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Because Shmuel told Rav Yehuda Shinana, like sharpen, a sharp person, it's like, that like to have the avuri ach sunasa. Don't be by a place where they're taking away the Yerusha. I mean, they're changing around the Yerusha the way it's supposed to be. Afilo mibro bishul abro tova. Even if they want to take away the money from a bad son to give it to a good son, still don't be there. In other words, it's not nice to take away Yerusha the way the Torah wants it to be. And here also Rashi says, v'ocho avuri ach sanyahu. Here also, this tonight suba bonadichrin is a little bit like taken away from the Yerusha the Yeraisa. Because me the Yeraisa, all the sons yashin equally. And now you're making a tonight in the suba that her sons yashin more than the other sons. As if to say his daughter is going to yashin. And that's not like the Torah says it. So therefore, Yehuda is your proper center to Rav Yehuda. Is that the reason why you don't want to come in? The layidia, and the reason why you should not change it from a bad son to a good son is, the layidia, you'll never know, my zaranofik minei. Like even though this son is bad, but maybe his children will be good. So therefore you're not supposed to take away Yerusha from one son and give it to another son. The kolshchen, for sure, mibro lebrata, not supposed to take away from a son and give it to a daughter. So the chur here also, it's a gedda, like you're taking away the money, giving it to your daughter. So Gemara says, if a papa said back, you should know though, Hainami takanta the rabbanani. You should know what we're doing now, this Tanai, the Tanai Ksuba, Bonadichrin, it's not something I'm making up right now. That's what Tanai Bezdin wants it to take place. So we're not doing anything wrong. So the matter of Pop asked of Yuda, like, please come in and be there when this Machtonim, that Ab is writing out his present to his daughter. Please come in and be there. The Yom Rab Yechon, Mishum Ben Yechoi, that is a Takona the Rabbonin. The Rab Yechon said over them, Mishum Ben Yechoi, so it's not something to be afraid about. It's a good thing to do. So Mela come in. Omalej of Yehudia said, that's where Papa. Hani mili midaite. That's only if the father wants to give a nice present to his daughter by his own das. Very good. He can do what he wants. Avalasuye nami. But should I come in there to force him to do it? That's not nice. You're not supposed to force, like the shver, to give a big present to his daughter. That's not supposed to. So Omalej, so Papa said, that's of Yehudia. Oto. Am I asking you to come in and be in the room now and like force Rababa to give a big present? Oil for loyalty asiyo kamina. I'm just asking you to come and sit there and don't force him. Let him do it himself. But however the present will be that he gives on himself, that's good. He's supposed to do that. So Omalei said, Rav Yud answered back, you should know, my lawyer Didi, the fact that I'm going to come in and sit there, Hainu Asiya, that's going to be forcing Rav Abba. Because it's not going to be nice if Rav Abba is going to see me and other Adam Chashev there, he's going to be like embarrassed to give a small present to his daughter. And he's going to be forced to give a big present to his daughter, more than he really, really would have wanted to give, only because of me. So that's why Rav Yud didn't want to come in. If you felt if he'll be there, it's going to force a little bit Rav Abba to give a bigger present to his daughter. The Gemara said, though the Meister was, though Achvayu, Rav Papa still forced like Rav Yudah to come in, the oil, and he came in. Ishtik, so Rav Yudah came in and kept quiet, didn't want to say a word there. Again, like Rav Yudah was there. Now, Rav Papa's son was getting married to Rav Abba's daughter, and Rav Abba was about to write in the dunya how much of a big present he's going to give to his daughter. So Rabbi Yehuda didn't want to say anything, didn't say like, give more because of me. The Yosef just sat quiet. So Baruhu, Mirsas Rosach. So Rabbi Abba thought that, you know what, Yehuda is sitting there so quiet. He must be very angry at me. It seems I'm only giving my daughter $100. He must be very angry at me. You only give your daughter $100, give her a bigger present. That's why you're being quiet. Is Kosvei, so what did he do? Rav Abba wrote on the Ksuba, he wrote for present to his daughter, Kosvei, L'chol my deheveli. All that I own, all my property goes to my daughter. That's what Rav Abba wrote down in the Ksuba now. Rav Abba wrote down to his daughter, I'm giving you a present, all my nechosim go to you. Is L'soif at the end, and at the end, what happened? Your viewers still kept quiet there, still didn't say a word. Like he didn't want to miss at all, he didn't want to say anything. He still stood quiet there. Is the safe at the end Amalei Hashtan Amalei Mishtoi Yimar? Like you're still not talking to me. What more do you want me to do? I gave all my nechassim to my daughter. How much more do you want me to give to her? So if Yehuda finally now opened up his mouth and told him, you should know Chaya Demar, like by my life, Leishavki Midul No Chaya Demar Leishavki Midul Nafshoi. Like Rav Abba told Yehuda, what do you want from me? I swear to you, Kamat, I didn't leave over a penny to my name. I have nothing left. All that I have, I gave to my daughter. So what's wrong now? Why aren't you happy with me? Omalei, iminoi didi. So Rabbi Yehuda now opened up his mouth and said, it was up to me, if you would have asked me. Afilo hai nami dekasvei loinichali. That even the first amount that you gave doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me. Whatever you want to do, do. You want to give it 2 cents, give it 2 cents. Doesn't bother me. Omalei, hashta nami yahadabi. If so, ang hachazara, that I retract what I gave. I only gave this extra big present because I thought you were angry with me. Now that I see it doesn't bother you, I retract my present. I'm not giving my daughter such a big present. I'll give it $100, that's all. Hadrabi. Oh, Malay, and this of you just said back to him, no, it's not so nice. Shav Yunav Shech Adrona. It's not so nice to give your name. You're going to be called a retractor. It's not so nice. Don't do it. Senecham, he fell into it, that's all. Like him in. That I'm not telling. I'm not telling you to go and retract. That's not so nice. So the boy minay Rav Yema Saba Rav Nachman. So Rav Yema Saba is the shalach from Nachman. Mochrok subosel abayla. Let's say a wife sells the ksuba to her own husband. Like let's say she wants her own money. So she tells the husband, let's say, you know, it's worth money. That if you ever give me a get or ever he dies, she's going to collect the ksuba. So she says, you know what, I'll sell you right now the ksusa, the ksuba. I'll sell it to you for cheaper. Ksuba's 200. I'll sell it to you for 100. So the shaila is, if she sells her ksuba to a husband, yesh la ksubas bona dichrin, or yein la ksubas bona dichrin. Does she have a right to sell to her husband this chus of the bona dichrin, that now her sons can't yashin anymore her present? Or else no, even though she has a right to sell to her husband a rikli ksuba, but in a dunya, the present she received from her father, that she can't sell to her husband. That's the shaila. Omale Rava, Rava said back, why don't you ask a kasha like this? Meichelis, in a case where she's meichel the ksuba, ask a better shayla. Because Rashi says shudava motzim in amecha. That's more. It happens more often than selling the ksuba. So the shayla is, if she's meichel the ksuba, could she also be meichel maschus of bona dichrin? Like, could she be meichel for her children, her sons, not to be able to yash in this extra present? Omalei said back to him, hashda mecheres kim aboyli. You asked me the question if she sells it. Even though there I could say a story, you know why she sold it, because she needs a lot of money. She needs the money, that's why she's selling it. It's as if somebody hit her 100 blows. That's like she needs the money right now. So therefore that's a good story to say why she means to sell it. Rashi says, "Mechanoisa meya makas bretsua shebroisha bazla kimi mashkolas katano v'sher sheshma uchla." So mechelas mi boy. So like for sure, if she's mechel, of course she gives up a schus. In other words, if he asks the shayla when she sells it, there's a reason. Maybe she doesn't really mean to sell everything. The only reason why she's selling something is because she mamish needs the money. But mechelas where she's be mechel, who asked her to be mechel? That's why mechelas is a bigger question than selling it. Some Rav Ravis said, pshitali, I know for sure that mecheres ksubas liacherim. Let's say she sells the ksuba to somebody else, not to her husband, but she sells it lachem to somebody else. So he says, alacher is yesh la ksubas bona dichrin. Even so, her sons can still yashin a present. Then the dunya still goes to her sons. My time, why? Zuzi yansua, because she only sold it because she needed the money. So she's only selling her ksuba and not the schus that her children have. Mechelas ksuba labayla. What about the case where she's mechel ksuba to her own husband? Ein lo ksuba's bona dichrin. Then her children have no right to get any ksuba. My time, what's the reason? Achuli achilta. That's a svara. She's mechel everything. Like we said, when she's mechel it, she has a right to give up all the schusim. The only shaila before was, if she sells it. She sells it to her husband. Also, the svara was, she needs the money. So maybe she's only selling her ksuba, but not the rights that her sons have to get. But when she's meichel, she gives up her rights, she gives it up completely, and therefore even her sons also lose. Boi Rava, meicheres ksubas lebaila. If she sells a ksuba to her own husband, k'meicheres lacherim dami, is it like she sells it to other people that the children do not lose out? Her bona dichrin still get the ksuba? Oi k'meicheres lebaila dami. Or maybe it's like she's meichel it to her husband, that if she's meichel it, then we said her children lose out. That's the shayla. If she sells it to somebody else, the children don't lose out. If she sells it to her own husband, does the children lose out or not? Both said the boy after he asked the question, heard the posture, later he answered it. Meicheres ksubas lebaila, when she sells a ksuba to her own husband, it has the same halacha as meicheres lacherim dami, as if she's selling it to somebody else. And therefore, the children do not lose out. The ksubas bona dichrin, they still have a right to yashin, the nedunya that she received from her father. Master Ravidi Baravin, he asked the question, it says, Mesa, she dies, and Yoshim Shalzeh, for Yoshim Shalzeh, Yoshim Ksubasa. The heavy box, yeah. Now, the Mary asked the question, it says, what, if she dies, these Yoshim and only Yoshim don't get her Ksuba. Now, the Vinabo, he asked the question, Ksubasa Mayavidit, who's talking about a Ksuba over here? The Yomra Popa says, Ksuba's binin dichrin. We're talking about the sexual Ksuba, the tonight Ksuba, that her sons should yashin hochelik. Now, VMI, why not? What's going on here? His Ochinami Lema, let's say, Yetzer Onsa, that her Yetzer forced her to do it, is Hossam Knosu the Konsur Rabbonin. The Rabbonin only made it, gave a Knas. Rashi says, VMI, like Kivon there, meaning Kianisa. Loi Mistak Subas Binan Dichrin, like when she's forced for money, she does lose Subas Binan Dichrin here also. Rashi Neymi Yetzer and Su, Shoysim Misava Labal, konsu mishum ledaika shapish meis bailo makvet hinsuvan. We had before meisa vakeret. Meisa is the case vakeret, where the question is, they said that her husband died, and then really he didn't die, and she got married to somebody else. So she says she goes out, and nobody asks the ksuba. That was the mishnah we had in Yevamos, where a lady hears that her husband died, so she gets married to another man, and then the first husband is still alive. The lochrish is yotze mizeh mizeh, and she doesn't get any ksuba. V'yem yoshin sozeh v'yoshin zeh yoshin ksubasa. Neither yoshim yashin ksuba in such a case. So the question is, why not? Like, why don't we say yotze ransua? Why don't we say, you know why she got married to another husband? Like she was forced to. She had a yotze to live with a man. So when we say whenever she does something like she, because she's forced, her children don't lose out her ksuba. So Hakama says over there, even the ksuba's bona dichrin, her children don't yashin? And more answers, Poshid, Hosam Knosu the Kansu Rabbanan. There, the reason why she doesn't get a ksuba is the Pshat Rabbanan made a knas, like we said there. We want to make sure a lady doesn't get married so fast, remarry. If they told her husband dies, she has to check it out very carefully. And we don't want her just to get married to somebody else. So therefore, we tell her you can have a knas, you should know. If your husband really is really alive, and you get married to another man, you're not going to get your ksuba, and your children won't even get your ksuba's bona dichrin either. Why? Because it's a knas. So therefore, there's no kash in our case before. When she sells the ksuba because she needs the money, she's on sur because of the money. There we say she only loses her ksuba, but the children's rights, they still have it. Rabbonin Kasur Rabbonin. Or Yosef Rovin Bachanina. Kaimei the Rav Chizda. For Yosef, they were sitting in Koma, they said, Mishmei the Rav Leza. That Mechelis Ksubos Labayla, the case where the wife was just Meichel, gave up her rights of a ksuba to her husband, ain lo mezoinis. She doesn't have a right to get mezoinis either anymore. Homolei, she said over, im lav du karmeli mishmer de gav rab, if not that he said over the name of a great person, have a minlecho, I would have told you that meishiv ro tachas teiva, like you're doing something bad because of something good, le tom eshro mi beisoi. In other words, the fact that she's being meichel a ksuba to her husband, why should she lose out on mezoinis? Just the opposite. She's doing a favor to her husband, so the husband for sure should give her back mezoinis. How can you tell him she doesn't get her mezoinis? All right, we'll stop here.